This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that the Rozgar Mela reflects the government's commitment to empowering the youth and making them catalysts in building a Viksit Bharat. He said that today, the world acknowledges that India possesses two boundless strengths. One is demography and the other is democracy. The Prime Minister was speaking at the 16th Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today. Congratulating the new recruits, Mr. Modi said that with the government's Rozgar Mela initiative, lakhs of youth have already secured permanent jobs in the central government. He added that these young individuals are now playing a major role in nation building. Mr. Modi mentioned a recently released report from the International Labour Organization, ILO, stating that over the past decade, more than 90 crore citizens across the country have been brought under the ambit of welfare schemes.
International Labour Organization, ILO, ILO ki ek bahut badhiya report aayi. Is report mein kaha gaya hai कि बीते दशक में भारत के 90 करोड़ से अधिक नागरिकों को वेलफेयर स्कीम के दायरे में लाया गया है और इन स्कीम्स का फायदा सिर्फ वेलफेयर तक सीमित नहीं है इससे बहुत बड़ी संख्या में नए रोजगार भी बने हैं
इन महाराष्ट्र द सेंट्रल रेलवे होस्टेड द रोजगार मेला एट 3 मेजर लोकेशंस including Mumbai, Pune and Nagpur, marking the third time it has conducted the event in multiple cities. In Mumbai, Union Minister Piyush Goyal distributed appointment letters to 189 new recruits at the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus Auditorium. In Nagpur, Union Minister Nitin Gadkari handed over appointment letters to 148 newly recruited candidates on behalf of the Southeast Central Railway Division. In Pune, Union Minister Muralidhar Mohol distributed appointment letters to 114 recruits at Goregaon Park in the presence of senior dignitaries. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, last night released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and the engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India Flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The AAIB in its report said, within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cut-off position one after another with a time gap of 1 second and turned off, resulting in the devastating air tragedy. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu responded to AAIB report on last month's Air India crash, stating that it is based on preliminary findings and urged the public not to reach any conclusion until the final report is released. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the inclusion of the Maratha military landscapes in the prestigious UNESCO World Heritage List. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that every Indian is elated with this recognition. U.S. President Donald Trump today imposed a 30% tariff on imports from Mexico and the European Union starting on 1st of August. The new tariffs were announced in separate letters posted on Truth Social today. In his letter to the EU, Mr. Trump said the U.S. trade deficit was a national security threat. The announcement came after weeks of negotiations with key trading allies failed to produce a more comprehensive trade deal. The 27-member EU, America's biggest trading partner, said earlier this week it hoped to reach a deal with Washington before 1st of August. And at the Lord's Test Cricket, India were 312 for 5 in their first innings against England on day 3 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy when reports last came in. India today resumed their first innings at the overnight score of 145 for 3. Earlier, England were bowled out for 387 in their first innings. The 5-match test series is currently level with 1-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.